Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. It's creating that step forward instead of step backwards. It's all about personal growth, how to get your life to the next level of clear clarity. We'll be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Talk to you soon. Be right back. Hello and welcome everyone to my podcast of the ages, hosted by myself, Stefan Neff, all about personal growth, how to get your life to the next level of clear clarity. Today's topic is stop procrastinating your life away. So that's really straightforward. But what does it actually mean to procrastinate? Procrastinate means to stop the energy. It means stopping what you want to do and to move forward when you know you have to do it. And I would like to tell you a little story about procrastination in my life. So oftentimes what I did was I was such a scaredy cat. I was so afraid to move forward because of the repercussions of what the circumstances of my life was going to be. That was my imagination. I was using my imagination to take over who I was. Then this procrastination, this little bug, I call a procrastinator, creeped into my life. But I allowed it to creep in. So I stopped the flow from moving forward because I was afraid. I had fear. So procrastination is fear itself. We're afraid to move forward. It's not because we don't want to move forward, because we're afraid to move forward. Move to that next step. Take a hold of life by its nuggets. And just do it. Stop the procrastinating and create that success path. I've talked about these success principles and success paths continuously through these podcasts because I know they work. You know, I was this huge procrastinator. Everything that I did, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it next week. Well, maybe later. And where did I learn these? I learned these from my parents. But stop blaming my parents. Take responsibility. Just do them. Get in that car and drive. Get on that horse and ride it. Get on that bike and pedal those pedals. Get into that rocket and go to the moon. You just imagine if NASA or Neil Armstrong or any person that flew to the moon, if they procrastinated, what would have happened? They never would have landed on the moon. You know, I've watched these people that didn't procrastinate. And what did they do with their lives? They became successful in everything they did, because they did not have that vocabulary of procrastination. They didn't have this naysayer, little voice on the side of their head that told them, no, something's going to happen bad to you if you're going to move forward and do it. They knew the risks. People know the risks. Just imagine flying to the moon, the risks that they did in 1969 and 70. You know, they launched this huge rocket beneath their asses. And they went to the moon. Now, there's such a powerful thought of how to move forward. And procrastination is a criminal. Yes, criminal. In the highest degree. It should be arrested. Mr. Procrastination should be arrested for his criminal activities. Yes, I'm being funny about it, but it's true. We should lock it up and throw away the key. But will that serve you if you locked it up? How about taking an eraser and erasing it from your life? Would that serve you? Absolutely, I would. I 100% agree with it. It would serve you if you erased it and you eliminated it. You would do amazing things in life. Nothing would stop you. One goal after another, you'd just be smashing it out of the park. Be home runs every single time. And if something blocks you, go around it, go through it, find the path with least resistance, and go and do it. And if you fail, get back on the horse, get back on that rocket, and have a different plan, new plan. And once you create a new plan, and that one doesn't work, then do another one, and then do another one until it works. This is habit forming. This is habits. This is success path. It's doing things over and over and over again and getting great results. Not doing things over and over and not getting good results, because that's insanity. And that means doing the same thing over and over again. We all have this within us to stop procrastination. Mr. Procrastination needs to leave and go away and never come back. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast today, because I really love this topic about procrastination. And I fit it in whenever I can in these podcasts, because I know about procrastination. I know how it can stop us from succeeding in life. For example, I was a big procrastinator. Do I still have it? Yeah, it still comes and creeps in my mind. But I snap my fingers and it's off it goes. I haven't erased it at 100% yet, but it's going. It's 99.9%. So I've got that 0.1% left to go. So everybody have a fantastic day. I'm going to do a recap right after this. Be right back. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101. All about personal growth, how to create clear clarity within your life. Thank You Life 101 has online programs, face-to-face programs, mentorship programs, all about personal growth. Be right back after this. Hello and welcome back with the recap. Number one, erase procrastination out of your life. And if it takes time, keep on scrubbing away, cleaning it away, because it will disappear. Number two, overpower it by always continuously learning from our mistakes. Driving through to success, driving through your pains in your life. Because the only one that stops us is us. We're the only ones. Remember, number three, procrastination is a criminal that stops us from moving, stops us from flowing our energy towards success. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody that listened to this podcast today. We'll be back tomorrow with an amazing podcast, listening to your inner guidance system. So everybody have a fantastic day. Remember, create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.